What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hello, 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 welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter. It's Thursday, which means our favourite, one of our favourites, Mark Lupo, joins us. Hey, Loopy, are you there?
Loopy Lou is here.
Hey, Loopy Lou, so I'm getting called out by the Naughties. I say each day that you're my favourite, so it depends who's with me each day. But the mistake I'm making, I'm so flattered, is that people listen to more than one episode. So if you only listen to one a week, you're like, oh, Rob's favourite's Mark. Like your mummy, Doris, only listens to Thursday because you're on it. Yep. So Doris does think you are my favourite. Oh, I've just revealed what I'm talking about. Oh,
well, I will say you have a very special and unique connection to each one of us. So we're all your favourites in some way or another.
In the moment.
In the moment.
I'm not telling lies. In the moment, you're my favourite. Hey, Doorties, you are always my favourite. Let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time.
Tea time.
We very rarely start the show with just a really nice story. So because we're in the celebrity gossip business, often stories are a little bit cheeky, a little bit naughty. There's nothing naughty about this. It's just the nicest story that I've heard in maybe a month. I really can't wait to share it. So an intern is claiming that Jennifer Aniston went out of her way to make him look good. So in his upcoming book, a gentleman called Joe Pardavilla reveals that the actress went out of grant him an interview when he was an intern at the Scott and Todd Morning Show on 95.5 PLJ. That's a New York station. Mm-hmm. I know Todd a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so they've been on foot forever. He recalled that back in 1997, he was sent to track down Jennifer Aniston for an exclusive interview. Now, as an intern, he had no idea that the chance of that happening was zero. But they just sent him out with a recorder and said, go and talk to Jen. She's in New York filming a movie. Go down and get an interview. It's a wonderful thing. So he turned up at the set and he immediately was stopped by Jen's bodyguard, who saw him and sensed what he was about to do and made a beeline straight to him. And he stopped it right away. So holding up his microphone in a really sort of smoothing and innocent tone, Joe said, hey, I'm only here to ask Jen a couple of questions. That's all. Mm. The guard was having none of it. And his tone was neither soothing or innocent. So the bodyguard was pretty tough about this. Jen heard the commotion and she came out of her trailer and she said, I just can't do it now. I'm sort of busy. And then he returned to the radio station and he said, I didn't get the interview. And they're like, oh, guess what happened?
What?
Jen's assistant called and said, Jen feels really badly about what happened. And bring your mic down and she'll give you an interview.
Oh, Jen.
It's so sweet.
It is so sweet. Rob, it's so funny. I happen to know Joe a little bit.
What?
He was a commentator on Wendy Williams for many years, kind of like how you were on the Inside Scoop.
Yes.
He is the sweetest man, so soft-spoken. I can't even imagine sending out someone like him, because when you're doing this, like, you have to be a pit bull. Like, you have to go in and be confident and like go after it. As an intern, as a soft-spoken guy like he is, oh my God, he was set up. But I love this. I love this that Jen was so sweet about it.
I love it. I've worked for tons of celebrities. They just don't do this. They don't do it. So for Jen to do it, it might not sound like a big deal. It's just a couple of questions. It's so easy. They don't do it. Their schedules are busy. They don't want to do press. All their interviews are scheduled months in advance. They don't just sort of take questions on the fly. They're not set up like that. Jen certainly isn't set up by that, like that. So for her to do this is just delicious. I love the fact you know him, and I love the fact he's still in the business. I think he has a book coming out. So Page Six are reporting this, and they got an advance of his book. So once the book comes out, Joe, hello, 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 we'll plug it. We'll plug it here on our show. It's so sweet. Like you said, you've either got to be a pit bull to pull this off, or just so sweet and innocent that you are almost naive. I've had lots of interns over the years, and actually sometimes the most successful are the most naive interns, because they just ask anything. And sometimes it's a lesson in life. If you ask, the answer might be yes.
It's true. I have a funny story for you about an intern at Wendy. Selma Hayek was our guest on the show, and it was like one of our biggest celebrities of all time. We had an intern, and Selma was like, I need a double espresso, please, immediately. I need it before I go on. We sent her out. Hours went by. We're like, this girl disappeared. Where did she go? She got hit by a car. I kid you not. And then came back with the coffee for Selma. She came back with the coffee for Selma Hayek.
Mark,
like, what in the world?
I hope she got a promotion. That's the most amazing story. It's an amazing story. I love this story. I love this story. But we want to know what you think about this. So an intern is claiming that Jennifer Aniston went out of her way to make him look good when he worked for a local radio show. Are you surprised? Are you surprised Jen did this? Or is that who she is? Are you surprised? Hey, let us know. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Mark, what are you working on?
Okay, so we're taking a bit of a left turn here, a more serious story. Hayden Panettiere has opened up about her addiction to opiates and alcohol in an explosive new interview.
Wow.
Rob, I know. Okay, so the 32-year-old actress says she is now sober after privately struggling with addiction, and that her heavy substance abuse coincided with her abusive relationship with Brian Hickerson, whom she had dated for on and off for 4 years.
Yeah,
so in the interview, Rob, Panettiere said, it was a very dark and complicated time in my life, but a lot of women go through it, and I want people to know it's okay to ask for help.
Mm.
Now, they began dating, Rob, in 2018. And then in the following year, he was issued a protective order, or she, I should say, was issued a protective order as he was charged with domestic violence.
Mm.
Now, in 2021, he went to jail for another issue related to domestic violence. And after he was released, they were seen hanging out in March. Which they were involved in this huge bar fight, which I'm sure you guys remember.
Yeah.
Of that fight, she said, it was not my best behavior. It was not anyone's best behavior. Acting was my life, but I felt so bad about myself that I lost trust in myself. And that was very detrimental.
Wow.
What do you think?
It's shocking. I mean, we'd heard rumors about her. One of the quotes in the interview, she did it on the cover of People magazine.
Mm-hmm.
She said she was on the top of the world and she ruined it.
Mm.
I've seen this happen quite a few times, not just to celebrities, but also friends of mine who got big jobs. They blew it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was their insecurities. They say it's self-destruction.
Yeah.
That you just don't feel like you're worthy of success. And that's something I think we all need to think about. the more successful we become, are we going to welcome it or are we going to fight it? Now, it seems quite obvious that the answer is to welcome it, but that's not always the truth. Some people can be really self-destructive. I've seen people who get their own TV shows and then they go out drinking all night and they turn up hungover and sloppy.
Yeah.
And everybody around them knows what they're doing, but they don't. And you can't tell them, because until they figure it out themselves, it will never, ever be solved. I'm very disciplined about this. I'm not self-destructive. I'm sloppy on the weekends, don't get me wrong about that. But if I've got a work morning or a big interview or something coming up that I really have to focus on, I'm in bed by 9 o'clock. You never see me out drinking or being naughty when I have a big moment. Where are you, Mark? Are you self-destructive?
That's what I admire so much about you, Rob, is that we've worked together for years now, and you always are such a true professional. You always show up prepared and ready. You are not drunk. You are not sloppy. You do the work. You have fun, like you're saying. You go out and have fun. I've seen you have fun, too. But you are a professional, and this makes me sad. You know, I covered the story for Us Weekly for years, and I was in touch with Brian's brother and Brian and the family, and just trying to understand what this problem was. And it's like, it seems like Hayden surrounded herself with some really dark, low quality people, and it keeps you kind of stuck in a place that she's been stuck in for years. And I'm really happy to hear that she's now sober and she's, you know, released herself from this. Yeah.
She looks really great. She sounds great. And you make that decision. You decide who to surround yourself by.
Mm-hmm.
There was a moment in my PR days when I was more destructive and I felt like I was the king of New York. You couldn't get to JLo without calling me. And a lot of people came into my life who wanted access basically to Jennifer, but they had to go through me.
Uh-huh.
So I found myself going out with people and drinking with people and they were always paying, but they wanted something. And then one day I remember looking around and I'd got no friends left. I just got these sort of people that were like hangers on. Like they just, I know. And I vowed to myself, I know who my friends are. I know the difference because of what we do for a living, because of what we all do for a living. We have people who want to be friends with us because of our jobs, and that's fine. You got to have colleagues. You got to network. I'm not telling you not to do that, but know the difference. I know my work friends.
Yes.
I know my real friends. Hey, moving along, Kate Middleton's dress at Wimbledon had a very deep meaning to it. So Kate was spotted in a blue polka dot tea dress at Wimbledon. I love the name of that. It was designed by Alexandra Rich, and it happened to tie in with the theme of this year's championship. Kate wore the dress also last month to the Jubilee. So Kate's now reusing dresses, which was unheard of for the royal family before. It's like celebrities. Remember when a celebrity, if they wore it once, they could never wear it again? Or if another celebrity wore it, they didn't want to wear it? That's changed now. And I think people like seeing people wear a dress over and over. Remember Tiffany Haddish had that one dress? She had She had one fabulous dress, Mark.
She did.
She wore it to every... And she admitted it. She said, it's my most... She said, I spent like $6,000. She said, I'm going to wear it 50 times. Well, Kate's starting to wear the same dresses. And what it had to do with the tournament is that it was a sustainable theme. I like these little details in life. I call it being thoughtful. Just when you've got the time or the money or the staff, which Kate has. I know we all don't have the time to do this, but if you've got a palace full of staff, I would tell them everything I wear, I want it to be thoughtful. I want a reason behind it. What do you think?
Well, exactly. And they know that everyone's looking to them for advice, for fashion. And so we're seeing this as the common people. We're taking the cue from them. But me and you, Rob, we show up to our podcast dressed however every week. It's like...
You're a snappy dresser, though. When I meet you out on a night, when I meet you in your living room, we're pretty casual here.
Casual, yeah.
But on a night out, you dress up, Mark. You're sharp.
Aw, thank you.
You make an effort.
I try. Because it's important to make an effort. It says a lot about yourself to the world, right? You want to help people you care about what you're doing and what you stand for. So,
and I've never seen your hair messy. Do you wake up with just perfect hair?
I woke up like this, as
I'm
Beyonce
so
says.
Jealous. I'm so jealous. Hey, moving along, Tom Hanks is weighing in on a controversy about this new animated movie. Explain what's going on there.
Yeah, so Tom Hanks voiced Woody in the original Toy Story films, and he commented on Tim Allen not being cast in the role for Lightyear, which instead stars Chris Evans. Okay, so Hanks was asked if it was strange to have his new movie Elvis, in which he plays Elvis Presley's manager, in theaters opposite of the Buzz Lightyear film. And he replied saying, "How about that? I wanted to go head to head with Tim Allen, and they didn't let Tim Allen do it. I don't understand."
Ooh.
Ooh, but Rob, so ultimately Tom did say that he's glad people are returning to the theater after the COVID-19 shutdown.
I know, but you've said it, Tom. You've already said the cheeky part.
So he's like, Tom Hanks is so funny. He's like our, I don't know, the dad of America.
Yeah,
so
he's just a good guy.
He's a good guy. He's like diplomatic, but he did say he appreciates people coming back to the theater and that we all can kind of walk away having a general understanding of something new. But, you know, he did say it.
And there's some controversy about this. I know for a fact that Tim Allen is not happy that he's no longer playing Lightyear. And so Chris Evans is there. Some people are saying it's because of Tim's politics, that he's a conservative.
Right.
I don't know if it's just brushing up a franchise, making it a little bit more fresh. I mean, Tim Allen, Chris Evans, who are you gonna, I mean, like, come, look.
Well,
Tim, you made a lot of money from this. I don't know if this one is as much drama as people are making it out to be. Hey, quickly before we get a break, Noah Cyrus, who is Miley Cyrus's little sister, used to deny being her sister. So she's opening up about her struggles growing up in the shadow of Miley Cyrus, who at the time was at the height of her success with Hannah Montana. She said she even denied being her sister. Quote, "I had a really hard time being part of a public family, and I struggled a bit with that because it wasn't exactly my choice." That's right. Noah had nothing to do with this. She just like was there, and the whole family's famous. And I was like thinking about this. I have always been a bit in the shadow of my sister Christine. If you ever meet her, I'm the quiet one, so you can just see how annoying she is. But what about you, Mock? You're the older brother of you and Jonathan, yes? So
yes.
Maybe Jonathan feels that you're the Miley Cyrus. What do you think?
Well, it's funny because he shines in other ways. Like he's an athlete. He's oh my God, in high school and all the sports he excelled in. But in career wise, I think I maybe outshined him a little bit. Not in a mean way, but just we do different. Things, so I have more attention on me than what I do.
It's a very flashy job you have,
right?
And Jonathan doesn't have that flashier job. So if I was talking to Jonathan, would he feel a little bit like Noah Cyrus or no?
Well, I do remind him when he's not listening that you bring him up often, and I think he actually gets really excited about the fact that you know who he is and that we talk about him on this show.
Noughties love Jonathan. We love him. Hey, we're gonna take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show, and now Jonathan's listening because Mark told him we were speaking about him. Hey, Jonathan. Hello, hello, hello. That's Mark's brother. Hey, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. So yesterday we talked about Wendy Williams. They've removed her YouTube page and her website and her Instagram account, and it just is a little shady. Yeah, like it doesn't feel right. I know I spoke about this yesterday. Wendy wanted those. Her new management team was like, "Can we have them?" There's over 1 million followers on her Instagram page. Now Wendy only has about 100,000. Do you think they are trying to erase Wendy? Are they trying to just erase Wendy? Let's have a look at the poll. 85% said yeah. You know, I sort of get it here. As a corporation, as a company, they're now focused on Sherry, the new products. They should be. That's their priority. And I think when you leave a job, it doesn't matter if you're Wendy Williams or you leave a job in your shop or a restaurant. Your old news, it's hard to admit that. But when I've left jobs, I've wanted them to like really miss me, and they move on pretty fast. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I worked at Wendy Williams for 8 seasons, transparently speaking. The thing is this, it's that the show, when you show pictures and videos on a show like Wendy, you have to pay for that stuff. So there's a lot of clearances and rights that go along with that. And so it's not forever. You sign it up for a few years, 5 years, 8 years.
See.
So to keep it going, I think you have to renegotiate contracts. So
yes.
I think there might be hope down the line. We might see it. But to Rob, to your point you made yesterday on the show, all of your work, you've been on the show many times, all the work that I put into that show, it just disappeared. So it's really, it's hard to see that Wendy was erased from the internet.
Forget you and me. She was on it for forever, every day.
It
makes me sad here, but I hope there's more legal reasons. I think you're really insightful here, Mark. I think you might be right. I hope you are right about this one. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day. No.
Oh, it's Teresa Giudice. Oh, it's a new one for us. Yeah, it's Teresa Giudice. She's the news of the day. So 1 month after the Real Housewives of New York City's Ramona Singer accidentally leaked, quote unquote, Teresa Giudice's wedding invitations on social media, the Housewives of New Jersey bride-to-be revealed she sent out brand new invites to her guests.
Good for her.
Mm-hmm. She said, "I love my new wedding invitations. They're so beautiful." As she opened her, it was a clear box containing white roses, and she said, "Oh my God, they smell so good. I just love them, love them, love them.
Oh. I love them, love them." The question is though, Teresa, did you change venues? Because we all know where the wedding is. If you didn't change the date or the venue, Ramona's told us where this wedding is, what date it's on, even what time it's on. So a new invite announcing the same thing. I don't think Teresa thought this through.
I mean, I think she wants us there either way. So we will be there, Teresa.
We'll see you in a few weeks, Teresa. Noisiest of the day. And now, naughty of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Our friends at Page Six have revealed that a couple were caught having sex in Belfazar's restrooms. Belfazar's a fancy restaurant in Soho. So the only reason we know about this is that there was an XXX rated lost and found post by the owner of the restaurant. He said the following quote, "We had one alleged report of a couple having sex in one of the men's stalls downstairs, but when I asked the floor manager, Greg, to rush down and check what was going on, the couple was nowhere to be found. But get this, on the floor was the woman's wedding ring. It fell off during all the action. So now it's in the lost and found department at Belfazar." Oof. Do you think, I hope they're a married couple and it's not a wedding ring of somebody else, because that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you go back and claim that wedding ring?
I would go down with my tail behind between my legs. I would just go. I'm like, "I need that ring back, please."
I would say it's for my friend Mark.
You would not be wrong.
On that note, you're our naughtiest of the day. Hey, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob. For 20 minutes, we make you laugh or giggle, or we try to with celebrity gossip. But for a moment, we're a little bit more serious. Today's moment of Rob. So it's almost impossible to completely erase that nasty voice inside your head, but you can turn it down to just a whisper. The only way to crush those nasty voices in your head are by going after your dreams. When you go after your dreams, you crush those mean voices. Do it, my friends. You can do this. I promise you, you can. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Mark show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be
nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.